Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today's show is going to be really fun. Romantic relationships can bring you great joy or they can cause you great pain. I think I speak for every woman when I say that we have all experienced both scenarios. Finding Mr. Right, the man that who is the best partner to share your life with, might seem as easy as running smack dab face to face with a Yeti. But what if I told you that there is an easy, tried and true formula for doing it? Would you be willing to try it? Of course you would. Today's special guest, Sandra Fidelis, is a dating coach and speaker who helps high-achieving women recognize the absolute treasure they are to their ideal man. She got knee-deep into topics such as philosophy, energy psychology, spirituality, and communication with top industry experts and discovered a practice that merges intuition with universal laws to create life-altering results for her clients. Sandra empowers women to shift how they view themselves and to redefine what they believe they deserve in every area of life. She creates groundbreaking virtual programs for women all over the world, helping them obliterate the obstacles that are standing in their way of meeting Mr. Right. She is the co-author of the book Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. Sandra Fidelis is here to help you get off the merry-go-round of dating relationships that leave you feeling drained and unfulfilled, and grab hold of the ultimate prize you deserve, Mr. Right. Sandra will be taking your calls today and answering your questions, so don't be shy. If you are listening and have a question, call 424-220-1801. So now let's get started. Please give a warm welcome to my special guest, dating coach, Sandra Fidelis. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me. That was a lovely welcome.
Good morning. Welcome to A Fine Time for Healing. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. That was a very nice intro.
Thank you. I try. So the first question I have for you is what brought you into this field? What got you interested in doing this to help other people?
I've always been into personal development. I would say probably since I was a teenager. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 17, and she actually started, reading any books that she could get her hands on, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, and it's always been a part of my life, but it wasn't until I started to really question the people that I was attracting into my life that I felt like I needed to look in the mirror and figure out what it was that was attracting me to people who, men who really, you know, getting into relationships that were unfulfilling. So it took me on this journey of trying to figure that out, and I dove deep into, you know, studying the subject, the male-female dynamic, and then into energy psychology, really looking at how we make decisions based on our unconscious mind, right? And I decided to help people with the knowledge that I'd gathered on this topic. And really, it's one of the most important areas of your life, right? Because if you're not fulfilled, if you're not happy, if you're not, you know, at peace in your love life, then it can just ripple out into every area of your life, right? So I began working with women and coaching them based on the things that I'd learned, and I built this coaching practice around the dating niche and helping women. The women that I work with are powerful, successful women who have basically achieved everything in their lives, but they just can't seem to logically figure this part out like they've logically figured out every other area of their lives, such as, you know, education, career. This part is just an area that stumps them. And, you know, there are reasons for that. But, you know, so that's the client that I typically work with, the woman who basically has achieved everything, but she hasn't met the right guy yet.
Right. But what you talk about and what you teach really applies to every woman. So, I mean, I think it's across the board. So, yeah, women may not have accomplished what they want in their professional life, but that they still may not be where they want to be in their personal life either. You said in your book that most of us create our love lives based on what we witnessed as children. Why do we do that, and what's wrong with that?
The reason we do that is because we are, our subconscious mind, our unconscious mind is shaped until the age of seven. So up until the age of seven, we're like sponges. We're just sucking in, and we're just absorbing all of this information around us. And that is what creates the unconscious blueprint for which through which we create our lives in the future, right? So our unconscious mind is the most powerful part of our minds. It's not our conscious mind, because consciously, if we, you know, if that was the most powerful, if that was the dominating force, then we would just automatically, you know, change habits and change our patterns and start creating our lives exactly how we want. But it's really the unconscious that is running the show. And the reason, to answer your second question, the reason that, you know, that causes us pain is because a lot of us did not see healthy relationships, healthy partnerships. We either saw, you know, dysfunction. We either saw parents who were unhappy, parents or caretakers who were unhappy, or we didn't see anything. We were raised by single parents. So, you know, unfortunately, that's the reality for, you know, most people. For most people, as your upbringing, and that creates your blueprint for the relationship that you're going to create later on in your own life.
Right. I can relate to that. I certainly can. I definitely did that, and I had to get beaten up so many times before I finally went, wait a minute, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the most common beliefs that limit us, that limit women in their, you know, when they're seeking men?
The most common beliefs are at the root of, you know, all of the limiting beliefs that I see is, am I good enough? Right? I'm not good enough. Or is somebody really going to love me for me? Are they really going to accept me for me? Does this person really exist? Does this guy who's really going to love me and adore me really exist? And when he learns who I am, once he gets to know me intimately, will he still stick around? Will he really want to be there? And so what happens is when you have that underlying limiting belief about yourself, about what's possible for you in relationships, about men, then what happens is that you begin to attract people who also reflect that back to you, right? I'm not good enough.
Right.
And that's basically what it is, right? At a deep level, it's saying I'm not good enough, because you're getting all this feedback in whatever way. It could be, you know, a dysfunctional relationship. It could be a relationship where you feel like this person is not emotionally available to you. But at a deeper level, what that's reflecting back to you is that I don't deserve to be loved fully for who I am.
Hmm. Yeah, so true. Are we ready to take a caller? Because we do have somebody that's calling in.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me... this is area code 323. Hi, what is your name?
Hi. I just want to listen. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You didn't have to. Yeah, you didn't have to call this number. You could have just linked in. Okay, you can just listen. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. So we don't have a caller. You have an exercise that allows women to better understand their past relationship choices and identify patterns that may still be playing out. What do you do? What is that exercise?
The exercise is really looking at the past three major relationships you've had. So, you know, you guys can do this after the show, or you can do it now along with me. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and think about the last three major relationships you've had, the last three major romantic relationships. And just write down a synopsis of the three. You can write a little paragraph about each, or you can just condense it into one. And when you look back and you read, you know, some of the characteristics, what was great about that relationship, what was not so great, usually there's a pattern. You're going to see that there is a pattern, in a running theme in all of those relationships that kind of link them together. And that really is your clue to understand what still needs to be healed inside of yourself so that you can experience something healthier, so you can experience a relationship that's on another level than you have before. So it's really looking at what your choices have been in the past, why you've made those choices, what is it saying about you, and how you still feel about yourself, and how you still look at relationships, and how you still feel about men, and really, you know, diving deep into that core belief that you have. And once you identify that, then you can begin to work with that. Then you can begin to heal whatever it is that's creating that for you.
Hmm. Okay, that's good. You know, I just noticed that they may limit our time today, and I don't know why. We may have a problem here, because I just got a 90-second warning, and that's not really true, and I don't know why that's going on. So let's just keep going and see what happens. Oh, my gosh. Okay. women have trust issues. Well, how do you address that with women that have been burned before?
That's a really good one. Trust issues, you know, I feel like you said, a lot of women do have trust issues. And one of the things that I've learned, and I use it for myself as well as with my clients, and I feel like it's one of the most efficient ways to heal some of these issues that we have, such as, for example, a trust issue, is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And through EFT, you're able to, basically EFT, how I describe it is it's acupuncture for your emotions. So you're using your fingers to tap on certain meridian points in the body. And you're working with the nervous system, you're working with your energy system to just have emotional freedom from certain past situations that have happened that have created these energetic and emotional blocks within yourself. So EFT is a tool that I use for myself and, like I said before, my clients, that is unbelievably powerful. So, for example, you can take something like jealousy, or you can take something like mistrust, and you can go back to some earlier memories, and you can neutralize that for yourself. And once you begin to do that, then you start to see things differently. You start to have different experiences because you've all of a sudden neutralized that within your system, within your nervous system. You've let go of the emotional charge that has created that anxiety within you. So that's one of the tools that I use with my clients and even for myself, because, you know, things come up. Just because you may be in a relationship, just because you may have found somebody great, doesn't mean that things aren't going to come up, right? So
right.
Even for myself, I use tools such as EFT to when things do come up, when you know, your partner starts to reflect things within you that you still may need to heal.
Okay. Yeah, I did a show on EFT, so I'm very familiar with that. And for anybody that's, you know, that wants to know a little bit more about it, you can look at my show page. And I actually had the doctor who wrote the manual on EFT on, so he explains all that. Yeah, he is amazing. He really is good. You know, for some reason, this show is only scheduled to run about 30 minutes, and I really want to give you more time. So if we run out of time, are you available tomorrow at the same time to continue?
I'm going to have to check my schedule. I'm not sure. I'll check with my assistant, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, okay. I just want to I don't want to run out of time, and sometimes things happen on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. So let's just continue on and let's see. Okay. In your book you say that there are four qualities that makes women magnetic: confidence, authenticity, femininity, and supportiveness. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Well, confidence is, pretty straightforward. Who's not attracted to somebody who's confident, right? Both
right.
Men and women are attracted to confidence because it's just saying to the world that I'm comfortable with who I am, and my opinion of myself is such that I really, you know, I don't. It's more important than having validation from outsiders. So confidence is really sexy. Authenticity, people want to see the real you. You know, they don't want to see your representative. Just like you can tell when somebody's not being authentic and real with you, a man on a date will be able to see that as well. So they, no matter where you are in your life, it's better for you to own it. You know, say you're in transition in your career and it's something that, you know, you feel like it makes you maybe not so much of a catch. Being authentic with where you are in this moment and where you want to go is so much more sexier than trying to play it off. Right?
Okay.
The other quality is, the last quality you mentioned is supportiveness, right?
Right.
And I hear from a lot of men that ultimately what they would like is to really have a woman who's going to stick by them no matter what, right? Who's going to support them through whatever comes their way, you know, who's not just going to be there when things are going well, but is going to be around when things are, you know, may not be ideal. I've heard a lot of men say that they worry about that, that, you know, the woman that they want to share their lives with, they want them to be supportive in their career. They want them to, you know, be the type of woman that have the type of character that will stick around when things aren't as great.
Right. So, you know, I mean, I guess we really have to put all these things together because if you have a man that's so afraid you're not going to stick around, that may send up some red flags as to why he thinks you may not stick around. So I guess it's really kind of a combination of all those things. And you do explain femininity a little bit in your book, a kind of above and beyond what we may think it is. Can you go over that a little bit?
Absolutely. Femininity, and a lot of people, a lot of women, when they think, oh, you know, men want a feminine woman, think, oh, they want somebody who's going to stay home and cook and, you know, be barefoot and pregnant. And that's not it at all. What I find is that femininity for men means the ability to receive and the ability to receive support, right? Because many men want to give that. Many men still want to feel like they, you know, they can be your protector. They can be your supporter. So when we reject that, it feels like we're rejecting them. So just the ability to receive from them, to receive love from them in whatever way it is. I talk in the book about a client who had started dating this guy. We were working together. And he said to her, you know, I want to help you out. I want to pressure wash your driveway or something like that. Like he's a contractor. And he's going to have his guys come pressure wash her driveway for her. And she resisted. She's like, no, you know, and a lot of the women I work with are, like I said before, professional, independent women who have been single for a while, and they're used to going at it on their own. They're used to spending for themselves and doing everything on their own. So for her, it was sort of like, it was uncomfortable to receive that from him. And, you know, as we were working to bring down some of that resistance that she had to being in a relationship, he actually, during that process, he actually turned to her and was like, you know, just let me love you. Let me show you that I care about you in this way. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. It's they want to serve you in whatever way is possible for them. And,
okay.
And femininity is just you being open to receiving that, you being open to, you know, being playful and being happy and showing your essence, showing that you're happy and comfortable in your own skin. It's that openness about you that's really magnetic and really attractive.
Right. So once we understand ourselves, and what we need to do, how do we then go out and find this man?
Well, I always tell women that if you don't show him that you exist, how is he going to find you, right? So it's really about opening up all of the available channels once you've done the internal work for him to really know that you exist. So I talk to women about online dating. I think that it's a great way it's a great door for you to open to meet people. But I also talk to women about the organic piece of dating and not just hiding behind your computer. Really opening yourself up to activities that you really enjoy doing and making an effort to go outside your comfort zone. It doesn't have to be anything that's so uncomfortable and so scary to you. But, you know, staying inside your apartment or your home and not taking effort, not making yourself available, not making yourself known is really going to make it difficult for this man to find you. So it's really about opening up as many channels, as many doors available to you so that you can, you know, let this person know that you exist.
Hmm. Okay. Now, unfortunately, we're going to run out of time in you know, a few more minutes. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring you back on, Sandra, so that we can really be comfortable and discuss this, and because I know there's so much more that you can tell us, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's see. There, it's going to cut off in about 4 or 5 minutes. So we can talk about I know that you have a free gift to share with everybody. So can you explain what that is, what you give out?
Sure. And you can find the free gift at sandrafidelis.com/confidence. That's sandrafidelis.com/confidence. And what you'll be able to download is an ebook called The 10 Signs He's Totally Into You and The 10 Signs He's Not Into You. What that's going to do is it's going to show you through his actions what his intentions are with you so that you don't waste your time or you can see whether, okay, this person is really interested, let me invest some time into this if you are in fact interested. There's also a guided meditation that you'll be able to download. It's called the Dating Confidence Guided Meditation, and you can just pop that in before a date to raise your confidence level, to feel more, you know, feminine and vivacious and vibrant. And I've heard so many great things from women who've used that before a date. So you'll be able to download both of those gifts at sandrafidelis.com for confidence.
Okay, great. I mean, well, that will tie everybody over until we can have you back on. So let's see. Well, you know, I hate to get cut off in mid-sentence, but let me see what else I wanted to ask you. So your website, can you say your website again? I know you spell your name F as in Frank, IDELIS. So what is your website again?
sandrafidelis.com. And for those interested in having a get acquainted call with me, I offer a 45-minute get acquainted call. You can go to talktosandra.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. So let me say goodbye to you now. I don't want to, but I have to because I don't want to be rude. But anyway, I'm going to say goodbye to you now. And when we hang up, I'm going to call you and we're going to make an arrangement to come back. So for anybody that's listening, please come back and listen. Just go to my show page. And I always have my upcoming shows there and I'll have Sandra listed among that, you know, among those shows, so you can hear her again, and you'll also be able to call her again, so that would be great. So thanks, Sandra. I will be in touch in probably a few minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Thank you. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be. There's a better way.